The United States lost nearly a million manufacturing jobs last year, but one industry continues to grow. Foreign automakers are in the process of building or expanding half a dozen U.S. plants, where they'll employ more than 10,000 people. Much of the growth has been in the Deep South. Honda and Mercedes already have factories there, and other manufacturers are on the way. From Montgomery, Alabama, NPR's Adam Hochberg has the first of two reports.
At this construction site just outside Montgomery, workers are building a plant that will produce cars for Hyundai and produce economic hope for southern Alabama. On these 1,700 acres where cattle used to graze, the South Korean automaker will open its first American plant, creating 2,000 jobs in one of the poorest parts of the country.
What does it mean to the state of Alabama? It's huge to the state of Alabama, and it's putting Alabama on the map.
As the outgoing director of the Alabama Development Office, Todd Strange helped attract Hyundai to the state. The South Korean company is building the plant to gain a better foothold in the U.S. market, and it chose this site after Alabama offered it more than $100 million in incentives. Strange considers the money a smart investment in Alabama's future.
We've got to give employment hope to those individuals that are in these counties that have 10-11% unemployment. Those are the workers that are going to have opportunity to come and work. And as we stand here today, I don't think we can appreciate in 3 years or 5 years what this is going to have meant to us.
Hyundai is the fourth foreign car maker to come to Alabama in the past decade, helping diversify an economy that's still mainly dependent on farms and textile mills. The trend started in 1993 when Mercedes-Benz began shopping for a place to build its first U.S. factory. Company officials initially were hesitant even to visit Alabama, writing it off as an economic backwater. But the state's governor at the time, Jim Folsom, aggressively lobbied them, gambling that Mercedes could change Alabama's image.
The toughest part was getting over the perceptual problem, being a Deep South state and having some of the difficulties with race relations we've had in the past. By bringing Mercedes-Benz in, people could then say if the crown jewel, the automobile manufacturing world, would consider Alabama a good place to do business, there must be something going on down there that we don't know about.
To lure the German manufacturer, Folsom offered an unprecedented incentive package. The state gave Mercedes land for its plant, exempted the company from income tax, and even paid part of the auto workers' salaries. The incentives, worth $250 million, were controversial. Folsom lost his 1994 re-election bid in part because voters thought he gave away too much. But the ex-governor still feels the investment was worth it.
It was a springboard to attract a whole new industrial base here. At a time when the textile industry is in decline, it is being replaced by the automobile industry, which provides much higher paying jobs.
After Mercedes came to Alabama, Honda, Toyota, and Hyundai followed, while Nissan is building a plant next door in Mississippi. The companies are attracted to the Deep South largely for its non-union workforce and relatively low labor cost. Auto workers here make around $20 an hour. That's about twice the South's average industrial wage, but less than a typical plant worker makes in Detroit. Kayvon Duravi is an economist at Auburn University in Montgomery.
When the automobile companies started looking around, they saw that the South is eager, hungry to offer them a labor force which are relatively cheap. The cost of doing business was relatively cheap, and unionization is nowhere to be found. So this was an ideal situation.
The emergence of auto plants in the Deep South worries leaders in traditional industrial areas such as Detroit. The state of Michigan recently filed a complaint charging that Alabama isn't holding automakers to federal environmental rules. And the United Auto Workers Union views the growth of non-union plants as a threat to its members at Chrysler, Ford, and General Motors. The UAW's Bob King says big incentive packages from southern states have given foreign manufacturers an unfair business advantage.
We really, as a society, almost have allowed there to be two auto industries. There's the transplant industry, which is heavily subsidized. And then there's the traditional domestic industry that runs into government blockades and government problems all the time. I mean, it's crazy.
The UAW has made little progress in its efforts to organize southern car plants, but the lack of unionization hasn't tainted the plant's reputations as desirable places to work. At Hyundai's new corporate office in Montgomery, the company is being overwhelmed with job applicants, even though it will be several more months before it starts hiring factory workers. Keisha Morris, who recently started in an administrative position, says almost everyone she runs into wants a job at the auto plant.
I don't care where I go. If they say, where do you work? Oh, I work at Hyundai. Oh, that's the first question. How do I get a job? What do I do? How did you get your job? Who do I see? Everyone wants a job here.
Indeed, Alabama leaders say one downside to the development of the auto industry is that there aren't enough jobs to go around. Even as car plants have hired thousands of people, Alabama has lost a greater number of jobs in textiles, retailing, and other industries. The state ranks low in per capita income and high in unemployment. And for people here, the thrill of seeing cars roll off Alabama assembly lines is tempered by the knowledge that many state residents can't afford to buy them. Adam Hochberg, NPR News, Montgomery, Alabama.
Tomorrow, a visit to a recently opened Honda plant in Alabama, which features an unusual management style designed to put workers on a more equal footing with their bosses.
I worked at a local steel mill for 22 years, and there was a kind of a, we called it the Taj Mahal, where the executives pretty much stayed. Here it's not that way. If we were to get behind or if there's some kind of problem, they're usually out in the middle of it just like anyone else trying to help, get things caught up.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.